Hey, so I just wanted to reach out to you guys and let you know of my other podcast channel, The Session, which this was formerly The Session, which is now The Session After Dark. I actually have an episode that we recorded from about 2 weeks ago that I want to let you guys listen to. So if you're looking for some good content, some good listening, go check us out. Again, at The Session. It's also on Facebook where you can find the links. You might actually be able to find the links for both of these podcasts on there pretty soon. So go check us out, take a listen, tell me what you think. All right, y'all. Peace. All right, y'all. We're back with another episode of The Session, episode 11. But today I'm bringing to you we got an interview, man. We got another fellow barber. Welcome to The Session, you know, my homie Ant. You know what I'm saying? We go with subject matter today, obviously, is going to be why y'all barbers don't fuck with y'all no more, you know? Because they don't care. And I think that's the whole concept. Like, some people don't realize it's not them, it's you, you know? And in my opinion, I don't feel like it's necessary that people think that it's them. They think,
man, they think we plastic surgery.
Exactly. They think we be tripping. Like, hey, I'm going to tear myself up, or I'm not going to get cut for 6 or 7 months, and I'm going to walk in your shop and want you to do a miracle because you're supposed to know how to do everything.
On the real.
So that's my rationale for why your barber don't fuck with you no more. Because, let's be fair, a lot of y'all don't deserve to be fucked with. But anywho, if you got a story, because I got a few stories. And I know for one, like I had people who, when they saw, I posted this on Facebook, right? And I know when they saw that I posted this, them niggas was like, he talking about me. Like, no, bro, it's not you. Because I still fuck with them. Like, even if you didn't show up for like a haircut or, you know, anything. Like, I ain't tripping on that. A lot of people that don't understand how their actions or their behavior will make you not want to fuck with them.
That's just anywhere, though. So, man.
Ooh, I got a few of them. Go ahead, man. Give us one, man.
Ooh. Matter of fact, you witnessed this one, too, man.
All right, no names. Now, let's not use real names.
I ain't finna do his names or nothing, but, you know, people come in expecting a certain cut, but their hair is not the same texture.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's the same person that's on this picture.
I definitely, I could relate to that. Like, a cat got the kinkiest, nappiest hair, but they pull out a picture of some Puerto Rican dude with straight hair talking about they want this type of fade.
Yeah, or somebody with straight hair want the thick nappy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I had clients, man, that, you know, they got curly hair. Super curly hair, and they come to me with like Latin artists or, you know, like rappers with straighter hair, and I have to explain to them what it's gonna look like. And at the end, you could tell it didn't matter what I explained to them, like they wanted to look exactly like that person. And I'm like, bro, I'm not a surgeon, fam. See? I'm not a magician.
Well, the real,
yeah. Like, I can't
need
do
Latin,
it.
They gotta go rub that little thing,
bro. They definitely need to go holler at Disney. And see if they can get themselves a makeshift lantern, because we can't do it, bro. Like, it ain't in my repertoire. But no, yeah, I'm with you. I've witnessed that, man. I've seen that. That's just like, you know, it's hard to explain to a person who doesn't do this job the expectation that come with.
Yeah, some of them be having a whole mouthful of stuff to say. Woo, and gotta restrain. Take the ghetto man out. Like, yeah. Look, man, forget that. Look, let me just look past this time. Well, next time, I'm going to charge you 50 for the cut.
And maybe that's something that they don't get, too. Is like, you know, instead of people not picking up the phone for you or not returning your text, they could just charge you. They could just whack you over the head.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
And I think that's what kills people, because they'd be expecting good treatment. Or they be expecting somebody to bend over backwards. And then when you don't, they get offended. But it's like, but if I charge you accordingly, how you going to be mad?
Right.
You know?
Can't be mad.
Because if I could, let's say this. You got a little kid, right? Mm-hmm. Bad as hell. I could charge you 25 because your kid gonna take as long as a grown man. And there, and literally there could be nothing they could say because most shops do that where they just have a flat rate. It's $25 for a haircut, yeah, no matter how old you are.
Exactly.
Now, the kicker would be I could cut a little kid hair for fucking 2-3 years and wrestle them for 2 or 3 years and maybe make $15 to $20, never get tipped, none of that. The moment I don't respond or the moment I choose not to cut their hair no more, I ain't shit.
Yeah, it's always going to be a problem, but you're not looking at the problem that's going on or trying to correct that junk. I can't stand that either, dog. Man, you got to put the kid in the headlock, double team, hold his legs.
He's sweating and crying. You sweating. And, like, and to me, I always feel like a lot of parents try to milk that. Like a lot of parents try to make that seem as if it's completely on you and they have no power and there's nothing they can say.
Right.
Where I got 2 boys and 2 girls, and I've sat there watching both all of them getting their hair combed and done. The power of the voice is strong.
Yeah.
Just telling your kid to stop, or you know what I mean, to relax, to sit still, like comforting them in some ways, or it's not gonna hurt, or if it do hurt, it hurt for a little bit. That stuff works, and people don't do that. They sit there and watch you struggle, and just be like,
dog,
do something, please.
And another thing, these women and kids. Most boys act out in front of their mama.
Oh, my God.
Now, say she walk out and leave. The boy going to be cool.
Definitely.
If the environment's straight, he going to be gonna cool.
Relax.
Soon as she come in the door, he acting a fool.
Yes, sir.
Y'all got to check them kids in. Hey, check them boys in.
I have had conversations with women about that, man, for like years now about this baby and these boys. And they always think I'm wrong because I think because I was in the military and they always try to make it seem like I'm extra. When it's not the case. Like, I've witnessed it. A boy could be sitting in my chair. The mama could have just sent him in here, never said a word, didn't come in. He will not move, won't have a problem. I cut his hair. He will walk out there, get the money, come right back. I'm talking about 4 and 5 year olds.
Same here.
But the day his mama want to come in here and sit, he got to look at her. He got to move. Mom hungry. Mom thirsty. Mom, can you do this? Can you stand right here? Can you hold my hand? What?
Let me sit on your lap.
Oh, I hate that. Do not. Please don't come here talking about I need to hold him. Uh-uh. I need to. No.
Look, I'm going to tell you right away. Look, just go sit over there.
And chill.
Go chill.
Go chill. Matter of fact, go outside. Do something. Get out of his face. Because I think these little boys today, like I grew up and we got dropped off. I do not remember my mother being in the barbershop.
I used to always ride my bike up to the shop.
Yeah. Either you got to caught the bus, rode a bike. Somewhere or another, that was a responsibility on you. And the barber would tell your parent that he was acting up or, you know, whatever. But I don't remember that being an issue. Now, I've seen it, and being a barber, I've felt it. But,
man, not today's.
Fam, these kids
not
today. These kids today are wild. Like, they manipulate their parents so bad.
I don't want to say it's all on the kids, because you know it's a lot of these parents that's ignorant, too.
Oh, definitely. Oh, definitely. Yes. But I say, though, they're manipulated because the kid only does what we allow them to. Mm-hmm. And, you know, their game is always to get what they want. It don't matter.
And they sponges, too.
They pick it up. And that's why I think it's on the parent, yes. But it's on both because you letting it happen. And I don't blame the kid for getting over it.
He's just being the kid.
He's being a kid. Yeah, if I could drink juice and get a haircut at the same time, you got damn right I'm going to ask. Ma, come over here and give me some chips. Ma, go over there.
Right, like, but don't know no better.
They have no fucking, but they got a person that's going to do it. And I don't think that's right, man. Like, they got to let that go.
Man.
They got to let that go.
Look, I feel like the whole, what you call that, community raising kids, I think that should come back into play. Because now, man, you try to help raise somebody else's kid. They get out of line. You check them. Then they ready to fight you.
Exactly.
And come on, what part of the game?
And they'll wonder why that'll deter relationships. You know what I'm saying? And that's why I think people got to be more cognizant of. It ain't about what you feel and think it's about getting the job done when it comes to, you know, these kids.
Right.
So you got a badass kid, bro, and if I tell your badass kid to chill, you should just support that comment. Like,
exactly.
I can see if I'm choking him up. We're getting aggressive. That's completely different.
Yeah, because when he gets tossed up by these cops, and they killing folks now.
Yeah, they definitely they shooting first.
Shit, I don't care what age you is. Man, look, you 4 years old.
You get it, man. Catching you getting it. And that's the crazy part. It don't matter if they black or white.
No.
They just shooting first. So if your kid don't know how to listen to any stranger, how you think they're going to figure out how to listen to a cop?
Right.
You know, and they already going to have malice or a certain type of thought process behind that. So that already is going to be an issue. Now, I also believe that goes according to the person. Like, it is kind of fucked up because I always say subcategories of people out here, not necessarily just classes. Because if you break it down into classes, you got the uneducated, the educated, and then the I don't give a fucks
type shit.
But in each of those groups, you got different categories of people.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And that's why I feel like people got to recognize who they are and what type of person they want to create too, is when it comes to their kids, because I could be a classy ass person, but I could raise a piece of shit. But I could also be a piece of shit and raise a fucking nuclear scientist that could be the shit.
On the real.
It's all about how I treat them or what I, you know, give them to become what they're gonna be.
Itchy.
But like today, you bring up a good point. The village mentality is gone because everybody really wants somebody to listen to them.
Everybody want to be on this drama.
Very much so.
Want to be posting some drama on Facebook that just for likes.
For likes.
Clout Come
chasing.
On now.
Clout chasing is killing the family.
Man, dog.
I definitely agree with you. Clout chasing is heavy because I think we went through a very awkward genre of people just kind of like forgetting the family unit altogether. Or not saying forgetting them, but just saying, I'll take friends first.
Right.
And one thing I think goes with that is people, they don't like to be held accountable
by family. Man, a lot of folks don't like getting told the truth, man. And that's crazy, dude.
And that's reality. Yeah.
But the truth could, you know what I'm saying, be your come up. That could be the bill to the bridge.
But then also, you got to take the pressure and accountability of living that truth.
Yeah.
That people hate, you know, because I think that's where it all stems from. You don't like what you really are. You don't like what you come from. So you try to change it, and either A, you be extra, or like you say, you generate drama. Because if I generate drama, it excuses everything that I have to live over there with. Like, I got a mama in the projects. I got an auntie selling dope. I got a brother in jail. Yeah, but if it's extra, and I'm causing drama on Facebook and this, and I'm busy, you know, making videos and doing all this, and just being ghetto and being extra, I don't have to worry about that. Right. And I can say that I'm different from them, but in reality, you're not.
Right, yeah, that's like a drug, man. The exactly. New form of drug.
The new form of drug is clout. Because if you got a good family that gives you clout, that, hey, my such and such is great on Facebook, where when they talk to you, they're always uplifting you. You don't look for nobody else.
Right,
you know what I'm saying? Everybody, for validation,
yeah,
you got it right there. But when you got people that yearn for validation from someone else,
yeah,
that's when they start saying, fuck family, I don't need y'all. Y'all, what have y'all ever done for me? Well, shit, a lot, possibly, but even if they ain't done nothing, why should somebody have to do anything for you?
On the real,
yeah, but no, man, that's why I think all this correlates, bro. All this correlates, it goes all the way back to. Some people just don't get it, fam. Like, it's you. You know what I'm saying? It's not the world.
Yeah,
it's
like you said, people don't want to be held accountable.
No, they don't at all.
Once you get mad, people don't be understanding. Once you take that accountable, man, you either going to change it for the better.
Yeah.
Or just, like you said, be that drama fire person. Let that drama be the drug.
Man, which I can't live with. I can't do it. Man. I can't do the drama. The drama is what kill people, man.
Man.
That's what give you a heart attack.
I was just going to say that. I love my heart.
Yeah.
I want to live. No.
I swear, fam. But no, man.
And that's a quick way to get cancer, too.
Yeah. Stress. Oh, definitely. That's another episode. We're gonna say that for a whole other episode. But no, man, you know, again, let's get back to the subject, because
we got deep right there.
We wavered off. We gave some jewels, though. There's some jewels in that conversation. So y'all,
but that still go with that.
Oh, it definitely goes with it, because it goes with that same, like I said, that subcategory and those categories of people. You have people who don't understand service, right? And they fall in all three. People with money, uneducated. Uneducated, educated, and people who don't give a fuck. All three of these people understand what service is about.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the concept goes over their head that every service is equal. You don't cuss out your doctor who's about to do your heart surgery.
Right.
You don't disrespect your chef who's about to cook your food.
And you most definitely don't be late to your PO.
And you most definitely don't be late to your PO. You show her the utmost respect.
Duh.
And that's why I think people put a scale on different services and not trying to respect the importance of all services.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because me being in the service industry, even when I was just doing security, I realized it don't matter what you're doing. Everybody deserves, if you give good service, everybody deserves good treatment.
Exactly.
You know, you're a good waitress, shit, I tip you.
Thanks,
good bartender, keep me conversation or keep me entertained or whatever you're supposed to be doing, and I got a drink in my hand, we good.
Thanks, yeah.
But like, when it comes to barbers and stylists, because even nail techs, even like, you know, massage therapists, I realize people only find you important when they need you.
Mm-hmm. I don't even feel like this is a real job.
They don't feel like it's a real job, because they feel like anybody can do that. But not everybody can do it right.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like anybody can try to be a doctor. We fucking people that tried it. Like, it's,
yeah, let's see if you can sew right.
Exactly. Let's see if you can do this.
Body part, not no clothes.
Thank you. Thank you. Now, and I feel like that's what we get away from. Quality over just what the fuck a person does. Because like, motherfuckers go get their ass shot up full of cement and fix it flat. But those are the same people that take their kids to a basement barber who ain't cleaned his clippers in a year.
Exactly. Still sitting out. Still in that shoebox. You can see the cobwebs exactly. Right in that corner. Man, I know. Shoot, I've been there before.
And that's what I'm saying, man. Like, we got to realize that those type of people are out here. And those are the type of people that will forever be looking for some help.
Yeah.
In my opinion. Cause I'm like, how y'all never keep your barber? How's it always your barber?
Right. Ooh, another one. The people that don't want to leave the house.
Ooh, yes. That think no, they assume it's easy for you to get to them and cut their hair.
It's not.
They think it's the easiest, bro. All you doing is packing your clippers that have the most fragile blades on earth and putting them in a bag.
Man, look, you could put the bag down and break the clippers.
Thank you.
Chip the edge real quick.
And it's useless. Now I gotta go spend $30 to $50 depending on the blade. And don't let it be one of your detachable blades. You might not even find that blade no more. Like, they might even discontinue making that style. And now you stuck because your favorite blade got broke because you was carrying it around in a bag when it was built to be in the station.
And another thing, weather. That can mess up them clippers. Let it rain. Bag get soaked.
Let any liquid. let a kid walk past with his juice and drop it in there. Hey,
let alone, we got kids.
Thank you.
You know you're going to keep that bag in the back seat. Somebody, oops, daddy.
Daddy, oh, I spilled my soda. And it happened to fall on your bag on the floor in the back seat. So sorry, daddy.
It's going straight up.
Thank you. Take us all out. Jesus be a beauty supply store. But no, G, those are part of the reasons, man. I feel like, because we're going to wrap this up, because I don't want to make super long ones. We've only got 30 minutes anyway. But I'm going to just be 100, man. I firstly feel like until people realize you got to treat your barber like you treat your doctor. If you don't walk in doctor's offices demanding to be seen same day.
On the real.
Even if you go, you can go and they can tell you the doctor had an issue. He needs to reschedule you. You won't be as upset as you would be going into some of these barbershops asking to get a haircut and there's two or three people in front of you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I just think the spoiledness has gotten to people.
Yeah.
You know, and they don't realize what it used to be.
Yeah, a lot of folks don't think you got to schedule. No. Scheduling it. Yes. Man, that's everything.
Yes. You get
the most respect from people simple. Who schedule.
If you schedule, like, and it is crazy because I used to get annoyed with people who would schedule a week out or 2 weeks out. And I'd be like, dog, why are they doing this? They know I'm finna forget. But that's part of my job is to get that calendar and, you know, schedule them. Mm-hmm. Because at least they're doing it to where I know I got business these days. And I'm cool with them. Them people actually get treated better. Because I can think about, let's say they want to design. I can think about that shit for 2 weeks or a week. Yeah. Or if they saying, hey, you know, it's such and such and I got sensitive scalp, I can do the research to ensure I got the right products for them mm-hmm. before they even get there. Where if you coming to me 2 hours before you need to be on a date and your last barber done fucked your beard up and now you need me to fix it, but I don't even have everything to fix it.
Right.
But if you want me to do something for you.
And you got to have a certain cream.
Yeah, or a certain gel, or a certain, my right razors after, is low. Yeah, or,
right after them clippers hit you, or the razor, whatever. You know what I'm saying? You could be allergic to this. You could be allergic to that. We don't know that. We
don't know that, fam. And I think that's what people have to respect. They got to, and it ain't on us. It's on them. They got to understand, fam, it ain't about what you want. It's about what we can give you.
And now, at the same time, you got to open that mouth.
Open that mouth. Jesus. You know what? On that note, we're going to wrap it up. If you wonder why your barber don't fuck with you, it's because you don't know how to open your damn mouth and be honest. Sometimes honesty goes a lot farther than just trying to make shit sound good.
Right. You got herpes, just say it.
Say it, man.
You just pull me to the side. Come on my ear.
This ain't a mosquito bite, bro. You're going to spray your clippers after this.
Bro, just joking.
All right, y'all. So that wrap it up the episode, y'all. I appreciate y'all for listening. If you have not, like and subscribe. Tell your friends, share it. But shit, we'll holler at y'all. Peace.
Deuce to the world.